We are learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the last words of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rava, Shoma Miksas Tekiyah Bebar. You heard part of the Tekiyah Bebar, and we said before that if you hear a Tekiyah in the bar, it's kosher because there you don't hear the echo, there you hear the Shofar. Outside the bar, there's a chashash of hearing the Kol Havaro, which is the echo. So here you have a guy who heard Miksas Tekiyah Bebar, who Miksas Tekiyah Asvas Bar, and half the Tekiyah he heard out of the bar. The halacha is Yotza. Rava says Yotza. It sounds like if you hear half a Tekiyah, it's Yotza. The next halacha, mixes tekiyah koydim shi'ala amur ha-shacha, mixes tekiyah before amur ha-shacha, or mixes tekiyah achalach shi'ala amur ha-shacha, lo yotze, not yotze. Halacha is, shofar has to be done by day, this man shofar is by day, and not before alo. It says in the pasuk, yom teruah yir lechem, yom v'loy laila. So here, they blew shofar before alo ha-shacha and afterwards. So the halacha is, if you did that, you're not yotze. So amur le'abaya, Abaya asks Rabba, I don't understand, maishna, just like by Alois HaShacha, you have to have the whole tekiyah b'chiyuva and you don't have it. Hachinami, by the case of the bar, be'inon kula tekiyah b'chiyuva v'leka, you don't have the whole tekiyah b'chiyuva because it's part of it's in the bar. Why the part is out of the bar? Part in the bar, part of the bar is good. And part of Alois HaShacha, after Alois HaShacha is no good. What's the difference? The verse says, Pashto Chilak, Hachi Ashto. Hosom Laila loves man chiyuva klal. By night, it's not a kosher tekiyah at all. Hacha bar makim chiyuva hu la'isan ha'imdim bebar. Here, it's a makim chiyuva, and it is a good shayf for the people standing in the bar. So even though you are halfway, you go out of the bar for part of it, l'maisa, the tekiyah is still a good tekiyah. So you punked only heard half tekiyah, but the tekiyah itself was kula b'chiyuva. Masha'inke ba'alisa shachar, half the tekiyah was not kosher at all. So there it's worse. So lememra, what do you see from here? The Sava Rabba, Shoma Seif Tekiyah, V'loy Tekiyah Tekiyah Yotza. You hear the end of the Tekiyah without the beginning of the Tekiyah, Yotza. You hear end of the Tekiyah without the beginning of the Tekiyah, Yotza. Or Yotza, or Mela, and the same thing all the way also. Or Mela Tekiyah Tekiyah, V'loy Seif Tekiyah Yotza also. And same thing for Tekiyah Tekiyah without the Seif Tekiyah also Yotza. You see half the bar, half out of the bar. Yotza, even though you're only hearing part of the Tekiyah. And the only reason why Alois HaShach is no good is because there was no tekiyah whatsoever there. Because the whole tekiyah, half the tekiyah was not as van chayuva, so it's worse. But if the tekiyah itself is a kosher tekiyah, whatever it is, then if you hear part of it, it's enough. That's what comes up from Rabbi. Toshima, I'm going to ask the same kashas like we had before on Daf Chazayin about Toshima. It says in the Mishnah later on, Perek Dalad, talk of Rishayna, if you did the tekiyah that's after the first set of teruah, tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah, that tekiyah, which means the after the teruah, and you did it so long that it could be enough length for the tekiyah of the beginning of the next set of tekiyahs. So mashach v'shniyah, kishtayim, ein b'yad alachas. Lokas only have one tekiyah. V'amai, what's the problem? Say you're hearing the beginning of the tekiyah here and the end of the tekiyah for that. Tesalak levetat, a little bit too. And for the Gemara, no, p'sukei tekiyah, osim adolei p'sukina. You don't split up tekiyahs into two. That you don't do already. So therefore, avada, even though we're going right now, part of tekiyah is enough, but you don't split tekiyah in half. Toshima, not a raya. Hatkeir soecha bar, soecha dos, soecha pitas. If someone blows shofar in a bar, or in a dos, or in a pitas, and you're standing outside it, so it depends. Im kol shofar shama yotza. If you hear the kol shofar yotza, mekol avara shama lo yotza. If you hear the kol avara, then you're not yotza. The Rosh happens to be has a discussion, if you could trust a person to say what he heard. The Rosh says maybe it's only if you're in the bar, you're yotza, out of the bar, you're not yotza, because you don't trust. We're scared to hear the echo. But upon him, what you see from here is, even though beginning of the shofar you hear, the echo only happens a few seconds later, you're not yotza. My lepik b'tchilas tekiyah m'kavim la'arim kala before the echo comes. So elamai, there's no such thing as hearing part tekiyah. So back shver, the what's beyond a rabbah that says, shama mixes tekiyah b'bar, or mixes tekiyah asfasa bar, yotza. And for the Gemara, ki kama rabbah, b'tekeyah v'ilah nafshei. He blows inside the bar, and then he walks out and blows and keeps on blowing. So really, he's hearing everything but kashrus. In the bar, it's kosher, and out of the bar, it's kosher. So, what's the chiddush then? Yochim Ma'al Mem, what's the chiddush? Ma'al Tem is zimun the mapik reishe. Sometimes his head comes out, the cat is shayf in the bar, and the shayf is still in the bar. We're not chayshes, we hold everything comes up at the same time, and you hear the tekiyah straight, and therefore it's not a problem. So what comes out of this Gemara is that if you only hear half a tekiyah, it's no good. It's taka no good if you only half the tekiyah. That's what comes from the Gemara. The Tosfos Rosh says this whole discussion is only if you don't hear a sheer tekiyah. But if you hear a sheer tekiyah, even though it's mixed tekiyah, it's enough. I'm already clear to Tosfos Rosh. Nirali zok Tosfos Rosh. Da koch mayri da oisim mixas tekiya del achas ola amud shachar ein by shir tekiya. Do you have by shir tekiya a mile yotza? Why not yotza? And that it's a shita that's brought down la halacha in one day in Shulchan Aruch and Tov Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Gimel. It's brought down as a sif. It says a shemay mixes tekiya. This is in Shulchan Aruch. Shloi bechiyev and mixas bechiyev. Oish amal is tekiya. Whatever case is, the halacha is lo yotza. V'yesh oimrim sheyotza. Iik ashir tekiya bechiyev. 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Like upon him. That comes from this Tosfos Rosh, a new shita in the Gemara. But like upon him, what comes down, mixes tekiya is no good. If you hear ashir tekiya and then mixes tekiya, it's mechalikas roshayna. Something more about new Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, b'shoifer shel oila lo yiska, v'mtaka yotza. A shoifer shel oila means a carbon oila that the horn came off while it was alive. The halach is that the behemoth while it's alive, it's aser ba'ana, and there's a me'ila on it. But after zrika, there's no me'ila on the horns. But before zrika, when it's still alive, there's me'ila. So you had something that was aser ba'me'ila. So the halach is you're not allowed to blow with it. If you blew with it, you yotza. We'll see why in a second. B'shoifesh ha-shlamim, the halacha is, ha-shlamim, there's no me'ila on shlamim until after the zrik and only the emurim have me'ila. A kachuk kalam that's alive does not have me'ila. The halacha is, b'shoifesh ha-shlamim, lo yiskei in ala blov, b'mtaka lo yotze. You're not yotze. Zogtumar, what's pshat in this halacha? Oyla, b'shoifesh ha-oyla, you are yotze. B'shoifesh ha-shlamim, you're not yotze. My time, oyla bas me'ilihi. Oyla des me'ila, v'kimen demal, naf b'yachulam. You did me'ila. The halacha is, if someone's over me'ila, it goes l'chulam. And if it goes to chulin, so when you're blowing the shofar, it's chulin shofar, and therefore you yotze. You shouldn't do it because it's yotze. But if you did it, then the halach is that you yotze. And Rashi Taisa speaks out also it has to be that you took it. Lo yiskav means amazing. Vimtaka means b'shoigig because the only time something goes to chulin, me'ila is only b'shoigig. So it has to be vimtaka b'shoigig. It's not yotze. It means b'shoigig and not for the chulin. That's in this point in the Gemara. Shlamim the lavni meilininu. So what happens? It stays hektish. So there is for it's yisuru the rachavu. It's a isar on it, and the loch is that's a mitzvah of avera, and therefore l'nafka l'chulin, and doesn't go l'chulin. Therefore you're not yaitze. So right now the Gemara is explained like this: oilo you yaitze. You know why? Because it goes l'chulin. The more chamidig a thing, you yaitze. Why? Because it goes l'chulin. Shlamim, which is no meila, but therefore it stays kachim. So therefore it's a avera to use it, and because of the avera, it's a mitzvah of avera, not yaitze. Mask of law, Rava. I don't understand why oily should be yotze. Emas ma, when is the me'ila? Labas at a taka, when you're finished using it. Kika taka, when you're blowing it, that's when you're doing the shimush. Be'isur taka, it was still kachim, so why is he yotze? So, Elam Rava, you're right. Echad zev, echad zev lo yotze. You're not yotze. Then the verse says, no, he changed his mind. Echad zev, echad zev yotze, you both are yotze. What's the pshat? Mitzvahs lav lehenes tenu. The thing you're doing with it is not a hana. You're not being nana from the kachim because mitzvahs are not hana. And Rashi explains why. Rashi says lost like this: Lavla has an aliyah shra aliyah kumum lehem hana ela la oil atz averim nitnu. Mitzvahs are a oil. Mitzvahs are a job. Are a job. It's a big schus for us. It's a great thing for us to do. But it's a job for us. It's not hana. It's not hana as a guf. It's not really. We don't. Our there's no benefit beetzem hana as a guf. We can get schar for it and it makes us better people. But there's no beetzem hana. With the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. And therefore, if someone takes a shofar shashlamim or a shofar shaila, halacha lemaisa, he's yaitza. But still, what's the halacha lechatchila? Should you do lechatchila or not? That's a big machlokes shoshanim. Rashi in certain places, in the Erevin is mashma, that because mitzvah lehenes nitnu, it's even mutter lechatchila. But the Rambam in Perek Av, Loch Gimel, is mashma, that even though mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, it's still usher lechatchila to use such a shofar. Because Ashala is why, but that because it's the Ritva says Alashim because it's you come to be nana from kachim if you allow this, you come to be over certain halachas. But the Rambam, I read the Rambam's Lashon, it's in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. It says, it says v'chem shayfa shel oil lo yiska b'ayvim taka yata she'im bekoil dim me'ila. So the Rambam says it shouldn't do lechatchila, but it's a big machlokes to shine about that. Om Rav Yehuda. Here the same thing. Why yotza? Even though avodah is also bahana, but mitzvah is not yotza. But lo yiska lechatchila because it's a davar ma'os. Avodah davar ma'os shouldn't use it. which is worse, because the Ir HaDachas, the halacha is you have to burn everything in the city, lo yiska, you shouldn't blow them, taka lo yotze, you're not yotze. Why? My time. The Ir HaDachas, since you have to burn it, kesuse mechtes she'ure, it's gilu, it's burnt already, and therefore it's not a shear. And Shefer needs a shear. How do you know Shefer needs a shear? So Rashi says, the verse says before, when you hold on to it, you have to see it on two sides. So it sounds like from Rashi, that shear is deraisa. We said the Rosh holds derabanan, but the kuliyama mideraisa is some kind of shear, but Rashi and Rashi, even that shear, kadesh shear, chazen, biyad, yom, kalakan, is deraisa, bakaponim is din shear, and therefore, by a shefer, shear, and dachas, you can't blow shefer with it. Why not? Because ketusim achashure. Omer Rava, hamudan omer chavera. You say, I'm not going to have enough, my friend Ruven. Mutl skerlet kiyosh mitzvah. Omer chavera means that he you said he can't have enough from you. He said, Reuven can't have enough from me. I'm liable to shayf for him. Why? Because Mitzvah Zahana said, no. Mutl skerlet kiyosh mitzvah. Hamudan no is shayfer. You say, I'm not going to have enough from this shayfer. Mutl skerlet kiyosh mitzvah. You're allowed to use it for your mitzvah shayfer. Again, because mitzvah is lav, lahan isn't no. Bama Rava, hamudan no is chavera. Someone says, he's not going to have enough from his friend, or his friend can't have enough from him. Mazel of mechatos. He let a spritz in him the para aduma water to make him tahar. V'moisak sham, only in the winter. Because that's only a mitzvah. A mitzvah that has a noom. Avaloi moisak hama, but in the summer not. Why? Because he gets a good shower, he feels good, and he spritz water on him, called a nice kishmach cold water, so he has anoah saguf, and it's also. It's mashma, even though b'shas mais yosem a mitzvah. But since it has anoah saguf, then it's also. It happened to him, v'chakas shayinim, the ran in the dorm. If it's dafka same time, it's dafka afterwards. Akaponim, there's the isser of hana if it's a moisacham, it's a summer. Similarly, hamaydanam ayin, someone is muda hana from a spring, tailed by tilsha mitzvah, moisak shaman. The winter, you go in and tailed tilsha mitzvah because that's not hana, because it's freezing cold. Avalay moisacham in the summer, you can't do it because that is a geshmaka hana asaguf, and therefore it's asr b'hana. But the mitzvah itself is no isser. Sakhtim maravait, shokhulay lavu the shmuel, kafu. Someone, Pesach night, forces a person to eat matzah. He didn't chapo his Pesach, he was spacing out, and a guy goes to him and stuffs matzah down his mouth, yotza. Pray to him, a kafu man, who forced him to eat the matzah? Ilem a kafu shade, if it was a shade, which means he got a ruach ra, he went crazy. Vatanya, went to Raisa, eat them chalam, eat them shaita. When someone is sometimes sane and sometimes insane, kishu chalam, ariku pechal dvar, when he's normal, then he's a bekeach. Kishu shaita, when he's crazy, ariku shaita chal dvar, he's a complete shaita. So here, he's not yet to the mitzvah because he wasn't a bar das at that time. So nothing to do, he's a shaita. So what's the case? A kafu de yaitza. On Ravashi, she kafu prasim, that the prasim goyim forced him to eat. Some guy forced him to eat. And the loch is that ye yotze. Amar Rava, Zoyse Meres, you see from here, had the kale lishir yotze. You see from here that someone who blows shofar lishir is yotze. What does that mean, lishir? Rashi has two pshatim. Either means he's doing it to play music, or he's doing it to chase away the ruach ra. Either way, he's not doing a shem mitzvah. So Rava says, just like Ba was saying by matzah, even though it wasn't shem mitzvah, yotze. So akarach, had the kale lishir is also yotze. Yeah, it's the exact same thing. If you tell me forcing someone to eat matzah is yaitzah, of course, if it's the kale shir, is yaitzah also. So I want to know, I would think matzah is better. Why? Because matzah is less of a misasik. Misasik means you're not even doing the maisa. You're busy with something else. So ma'adei mahasam achal matzah marachman of achal. By matzah, there's a din achila. By achila, it can't be such a thing as misasik by achila. Because if you have ana, l'maisa ate something. So since I ate something, so that's why you would say over there, it's not a problem. That's what you say there, Yaitz. Aval, Hacha, Zichrin Truach. Here it says Zichrin Truach, which means you have to hear the Truach. V'hai Misasik Ba'almu. And here, just a Misasik, because here, it's not a Hana, it's just a Misasik, so it wouldn't be Yaitz. Kamash Malon, that even though it's a Shtikla Misasik, like Rashi says, it's a Shtikla Misasik, still Yaitz. The Mitzvah ain't Shrikas Kavana. Aval, it's not Mamish a Misasik, but since you're doing it, you're blowing shofar l'shir. It's not it doesn't need kavanah. You would think it's no good. It's like masasik. Kamash malon mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavanah. Alma kasava rava mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavanah. See from here that mitzvahs do not need kavanah. Then that's why it's kosher yaitza if someone stuffs masna in your throat and yaitza if you blow shofar l'shir.